Hello, this is Philip Battle from SSTI, and this is the first SSTI podcast of 2011. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, each episode we take a few minutes to speak with past winners of SSTI's Excellence in TBED Awards. And today, we're very fortunate to have Ray Leach, CEO of Jumpstart, a venture development organization supporting high-tech entrepreneurs in Northeast Ohio. Jumpstart was a 2010 winner of SSTI's Excellence in TBED Awards in the category Building Entrepreneurial Capacity. Hey, Ray, thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me.
So most of our listeners are going to be at least passingly familiar with Jumpstart, and you've appeared on the podcast before. But still, for anybody who might not be familiar, could you give us just briefly some background on Jumpstart?
Sure. Jumpstart was a nonprofit that was formed in 2004. That was the culmination and the result of the philanthropic and the business community in Northeast Ohio coming together and asking themselves, what could we do to dramatically stimulate the creation and the growth of very early stage technology businesses located in Northeast Ohio? Our actual 501c3 is the result of a merger of three formerly separate nonprofits. And a partnership with an angel fund that originally existed in Northeast Ohio. That was a small fund. So those four, along with this leadership from the community, these four organizations and the people around those came together to form the entity in the summer of 2004.
Okay. And so today we want to talk specifically about what Jumpstart's doing, mostly in your advisory capacity to entrepreneurs around the region. So what sort of programs do you have that provide advisors to entrepreneurs?
Sure. So we have two fundamental programs that provide technical assistance and advisory capacity, and we're looking forward to actually expanding some of this work over the course of the next year. But traditionally and today, we have a set of technical assistance that comes hand-in-hand with a significant investment from Jumpstart. So we have a group at Jumpstart that we call Jumpstart Ventures, and this is an entity that makes an investment. An average investment is about $340,000 that goes into these companies. And along with the investment, we also bring entrepreneurs and residents, experts that come along with the money. These companies are typically two or three people, typically 1 to 2 years away from angel capital or significant government funding. So these are really, really early stage companies. So we provide very intensive services to these entrepreneurs. We currently have about 47 firms that we're actively providing this kind of support to, and the average company will end up getting 800 to 1,000 hours of technical assistance in addition to our money on a pro bono basis. Now, out of those 47 that are in our portfolio, many of those have graduated. So we have maybe 20 to 25 of those 47 that we're actively supporting on a regular basis. Then we also have a whole additional set of technical assistance that we provide, advisory assistance we provide to companies that are either past Jumpstart, but have, in terms of kind of the capital continuum, but have some significant challenges. And a lot of times this involves talent. So Jumpstart has a whole set of programming that helps companies that are maybe at the Series A or post-angel round of capital, but still are struggling to secure the kind of talent they need, particularly in their senior management ranks. We have a whole set of technical assistance and resources that provide for executive recruiting for those kinds of companies. And then the majority of our staff and resources that go outside this correlated with investment category are companies that are even earlier for than and earlier and less appropriate or not appropriate yet for Jumpstart Ventures money. So these would be entrepreneurs of existing companies in some cases, but in most scenarios it's new startup companies that are really, really young, maybe at the imagining or early incubating phase, and we're helping those companies develop their business plans and their strategies to enable them to raise maybe smaller amounts of capital. One of the great outcomes of Jumpstart's work in Northeast Ohio over the last 7 years is as we came in and started to do our work, it helped clarify the market for other investment opportunities. So Jumpstart provides technical assistance to hundreds of entrepreneurs a year in Northeast Ohio on a pro bono basis and helps a large percentage. Last year it was about 65% or 65 of those companies help them raise capital from other funds in Northeast Ohio that are all even more risk-friendly or earlier stage investors even than Jumpstart. So we've we provide, again, a range of technical assistance services to a wide swath and category of technology entrepreneurs in the region.
And they are all technology entrepreneurs?
Yeah, for the most part. I do want to add, Jumpstart also has a program that we've launched in conjunction with the state of Ohio where we will also provide technical assistance to women and minority firms that are high growth but not necessarily high tech. So we have a couple folks in our organization that are focused on businesses. An example of a company there is in the food service business that's gone from a couple million in revenue to now over 10 million in revenue. Jumpstart provides technical assistance to those kinds of businesses that, again, are not necessarily high tech but are high growth and are located in Northeast Ohio that are women and African-American, Hispanic, and other federal designation of minority-led.
Well, particularly with that type of advising, but with the others as well, I was wondering how you get the information out to entrepreneurs about what you're doing and making them aware of your services, and especially with the minority and women advising, because
traditionally it's
difficult for them to find out about these programs.
Right. So we have a very significant set of activities, including, social media, physical events. So in an average year, Jumpstart will have about 15,000 to 18,000 folks come to one of our events or engage with us in some material way to learn about what we do, what we're up to. We have blogs that we write. We have an e-zine that goes out to over 15,000 people every 2 weeks. So we have a very engaged and, I think from on a comparative basis, a very robust communications and marketing effort that not just promotes our activity, but it promotes the activity of our collaborators in the region.
Sure.
And one of the things that as Jumpstart's evolved over the last 7 years, we're spending a lot of resources helping other organizations both communicate and execute their efforts in technology-based economic development, particularly as it relates to venture development kind of activities. So we're out there beating the drum, not just for our programs, but for the programs of the collective of, there's really about 11 nonprofits that are highly engaged and working collaboratively just in Northeast Ohio focused on entrepreneurs, which includes incubators, and other funds that are getting the support from the state of Ohio and from other, business and philanthropic entities in the region.
I did want to ask, and these programs are centered on advising, the ones you mentioned before on advising particular entrepreneurs, but Jumpstart's mission is promoting a full entrepreneurial ecosystem around the region.
Correct.
Yeah, and so how do you do that? How do you do both?
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's certainly hard. It helps when you have significant funders who share that vision and really desire those kinds of outcomes. So when Jumpstart was formed in 2004, we were very, very narrowly focused on accomplishing our organization's goals and objectives. But as we've grown and matured and as the ecosystem and the players have grown and expanded, both the state of Ohio, our philanthropic and business community funders, they want to see us play a collaborative role providing benefits to other initiatives in the region because we can do it more cost efficiently, more effectively. We can centralize certain features and functions. For instance, the CRM and metric systems that these organizations depend on and our funders depend on the accountability for that. Jumpstart provides those services on a pro bono basis to our partners in the region. So today, Jumpstart will spend over $1 million supporting other organizations in the ecosystem. These are dollars that we've raised and that we've been able to raise collectively from public, private, and philanthropic entities that don't fund activities at Jumpstart, but actually support the activities and the outcomes of our collaborators. So that's not something that can happen overnight. This has evolved over time, and I would say, Jumpstart's had an increasingly significant focus on the ecosystem itself over the last couple of years.
Back on the advisory programs, are your entrepreneurs and residents full-time?
Yes.
There. How do you recruit people to do that? Have you found them very willing to join up and help out other entrepreneurs?
Yeah, we have. I think we thought that might be a larger struggle for us than it's been. I think one of the reasons why it's evolved and has worked for us is that Ohio, and Northeast Ohio in particular, has an increasingly positive reputation as an entrepreneurial region. And so we have, for instance, we have an entrepreneur in residence, or what in our investment activity, we call this a venture partner, but it's basically serving an EIR type role. This gentleman's coming from Silicon Valley, grew up here, is relocating here to work for Jumpstart. And we're finding that it has not been all that difficult for us to find individuals with great national networks of you know, investors and mentors and strategic partners who are willing to come back to Northeast Ohio to work for Jumpstart. So it hasn't been as significant of a challenge as we had initially envisioned it would be.
Well,
I think another benefit for those folks is that, you know, we don't have an expectation that they're going to be a Jumpstart for, you know, years at a time. So if someone wants to come back to Ohio and wants to get into the deal flow of what's going on in the region, there's really no better place to do that than at Jumpstart, not only because of what we're doing, but we're kind of at the – we're one of the hubs of the wheel, so to speak, that is enabling and empowering all these other activities in the region as well. So if you're at Jumpstart, you're going to have a much greater likelihood of getting insight and access to things that are going on across the entire region, not just what Jumpstart's working on.
At SSTI, we know that TBED organizations tend to have sort of an eternal struggle with metrics, with coming up with the right ones that are going to make the case for TBED-type initiatives. What sort of information do you collect from the companies you work with?
So we collect a whole wide range of information, you know, half a dozen or more metrics on a quarterly basis. But we have the benefit and the foundation of the state of Ohio really defining which are the most important metrics for our work. And they're dollars that are following on in an investment capacity in the companies that we assist and the increase in revenues that these companies are able to generate as a result of the assistance they've gotten, the technical assistance and the financial assistance. So our principal metrics are follow-on funding dollars that are coming into the companies and increased revenues. Of course, we also track jobs, and we track patents, and we track you know, grants that the companies are raising, federal or state grants. But you know, there's a core half dozen metrics that we collect on a regular basis. And again, the state making that the priority has made it a little bit simpler for us, as you infer from the question. There's lots of different directions you could go into in regards to metrics, and it's helpful to have our most significant historic funder kind of setting the foundation on what they believe are the most important.
And you found it easy enough to keep tabs on companies you're no longer working directly with?
Well, it's not easy. I mean, it's an effort. We have a pretty significant investment in resources of people and activities to be able to continue to track those numbers. So I think for any organization, even with the tools that we've built, it's not an automatic, it's not simple, but it's obviously critically important to remain focused on that because that's what enables you to tell your story to your funders.
Well, Jumpstart's had some pretty high-profile news this year. Where's Jumpstart going from here?
Well, it's been a very interesting year, and given the economy and the challenges of the economy, in some ways that makes some of our aspirations easier, and other scenarios it makes it much more challenging. So, in the Northeast Ohio, in our Ohio work, we've been very encouraged by the new administration and state government and their orientation and focus on supporting entrepreneurs in Ohio and Northeast Ohio. So I think this partnership that we've been able to form with the state of Ohio through the Ohio Third Frontier is going to remain, and we didn't necessarily know that would be the case even as little as 8 months ago. So we're encouraged by that, so I think our work here in Ohio is going to not only maintain, but I think actually increase its momentum. On the national front, Jumpstart, you know, has been very involved with the Startup America initiative. And we've launched and have intentions and have been working on trying to launch an initiative at Jumpstart that would actually benefit a broader cross-section of the country and called Jumpstart America. And that, I would describe Jumpstart America at this point still in the incubation phase. Our ultimate goals are we're trying to find ways to leverage the resources and the lessons that we've learned along with our peer organizations across the country. And there certainly are a handful of those that have learned a lot of these same lessons, and be able to figure out a way to organize public, private, and philanthropic dollars on a national level to support the existing entities across the country that are already doing great work but are being challenged by the financial environment in their regions or in their states, particularly around state government issues, but also to help regions who maybe do not have either the history or the level of resources to have an ongoing outcome-driven initiative for them to actually be able to participate to create one. So Jumpstart America at this point is really more of an idea of how to engage national, public, private, and philanthropic entities to aggregate dollars, which would then go to fund existing organizations across the country, or perhaps provide planning for the creation of new organizations or new collaborations amongst organizations in different regions. Because at the end of the day, you know, there's 20 plus million jobs that need to be created. We know that small business is going to have a huge influence on that job creation. We also know that most regions are under-resourced. The organizations that are there and the activities that are there are under-resourced. So we're trying to serve as a catalyst to try to help aggregate resources for other regions. And hopefully by the end of this calendar year, this is a new idea. Nobody's really tried to do this before. So we're in the early stages, but hopefully by the end of calendar 2011, we'll have some positive news on partners, both in the philanthropic, again, public and private environment that believes in this vision and believes in supporting initiatives like Jumpstart across the country that are already in existence and new ones that could be created. So that remains to be seen whether we can pull that off.
We always like to end these by asking about lessons learned, if there's anything that can be learned from Jumpstart's experience that might be applicable for sibling organizations across the country, if there's a lesson that you could pull out specifically as it applies to increasing entrepreneurial capacity. Anything?
Well, I don't know whether I shared this. I might have shared this the last time you asked me this question, and if I did, I apologize. But I think marketing and communications around the activities of individual organizations and or the collective of the ecosystem are absolutely critical. If organizations don't have the resources and the intention and the purpose to tell their own story or to tell the collective story, no one else is going to tell it for them. And raising resources from any source is difficult in this environment. So you know, I think it's really important that organizations spend resources, whether that's time, money, on making sure that their story is clearly told, vetted, speaks to outcomes, because that's really the foundation for these kinds of initiatives to continue to exist, let alone to grow. So I see a lot of technology-based economic development entities that don't have enough resources for marketing and communication, and I think and I understand why. I mean, they're trying to do the work, the actual in-the-trenches work of these activities, and I get that, and that's absolutely important, but there also has to be resources for marketing and communications, and certainly with social media and the activities and the platforms that are out there, it's certainly more, it's easily able to be executed against, and it's less expensive to do that work today than it's probably ever been. But having that intention is really important.
Well, Ray, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Yeah. And if our listeners would like more information about Jumpstart, they can visit the website at jumpstartinc.org. Or for more information about the awards program, please visit SSTI's website at sstiawards.org. Thank you very much.